In the town of Avon, actually, I should say the towns of Avon and Canton both declared a state of emergency yesterday in response to the COVID-19 pandemic. Quote, this step enables us to purchase supplies and services needed to serve our citizens in the days to come. The declaration will assist the town in receiving FEMA reimbursements and to give the town flexibility to respond as necessary to meet the demands of the current situation, end quote. That was from Canton First Selectman Robert Bissell. Local restaurants still open? The town of Avon has compiled a list of area restaurants that will provide curbside pickup of food made in their restaurants. Lunches in Avon for students. Avon Public Schools will begin to provide meals to children enrolled in the town school as of this past Monday, March 23rd. Students can pick up meals outside Pine Grove School near the exterior cafeteria door on Monday and Wednesday from 10:30 till 12 noon. Meals will include two bag breakfasts and two bag lunches for each student. To discuss this state of emergency that both the town of Avon and Canton has declared yesterday is the state representative that represents both those towns. Her name is Leslie Hill. Leslie, good morning.
Good morning, Gary. How are you today?
Oh, not too bad. How are things over in Avon and Canton?
Well, you know, I was out yesterday. I actually left my house yesterday in Canton for the first time in 6 days.
Oh, wow.
And yet we're taking this seriously here. And I was impressed and happy when I drove down Route 44. I went to go do some grocery shopping for my family.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a very different Route 44 than I saw even a week ago. Very few cars on the road. And it was rather surreal to drive down 44 and see all the parking lots that were empty. There was a decent number of people at the grocery store, but it wasn't so crowded that you felt like you couldn't keep your social distance.
Sure.
People seemed pretty cheerful. So it was a different kind of a day in Avon and in Canton to see just fewer people out on the road and people really taking these warnings seriously. And I think that's one of the reasons so far our positive testing numbers are staying pretty low. Mm-hmm. We know these numbers aren't really accurate because people aren't always able to get tested. So right now we have 4 positive tests in Avon and 0 in Canton.
Oh, good.
I would certainly love to see it stay that way. Mm-hmm. I know that's probably not realistic, but I think if people here continue to take this seriously, that we can keep these numbers in this area lower than we're seeing in some of our urban centers.
You said that you went grocery shopping. So I'm curious to know. I mean, we've all heard that a lot of the grocery stores cannot keep disinfectant wipes or hand sanitizer or even toilet paper on their shelves without, you know, and when they do finally get a restockment, people just go in there and buy them by the droves. And what are you witnessing when you go into the grocery stores? Are there a lot of shelves bare?
There were some definitely bare spots. There was a very limited supply of toilet paper at the Big Y.
Uh-huh.
There was a sign up, though. They're asking people they're limiting purchases, limiting the amount that you can purchase per family. There was a small supply of some disinfecting wipes. There were a lot of paper napkins. There were no paper towels.
No.
Fortunately, I wasn't in need of any of those items, but I did take a cruise down those aisles to see where things stood. One of the things that concerned me was there doesn't seem to be a lot of meat available in a lot of the stores.
Really?
I'm hoping that it's there earlier in the day. I went kind of late morning, and I know that a lot of the stores are giving special hours early in the morning for our seniors,
which
I think is a great initiative. So, there was a lacking of meat. There was, some chicken. There were things there. I don't want to make it sound like there was no meat. There was some meat, but not the supplies and the variety at different price points that we're used to seeing here.
You're not seeing any price gouging then, huh?
No, did not see any price gouging. I think the stores recognize that, first of all, it's just the wrong thing to do. And second of all, that the Attorney General is going to crack down on that pretty hard. So yeah. Not seeing any of that.
You know, you talked about, distancing yourself. Are you noticing, though, that there are fewer people in the grocery stores, that people are, for the most part, staying away from the person that's, that might be next? Maybe they're not so close to the person next to them, but maybe a few steps away, or are people not, showing regard to that?
My experience and the experience that I'm hearing from other people I talk to is that people really are respecting it. I mean, it was almost kind of this dance going down some of the aisles of, okay, you go ahead and move your cart, and I'm going to hold back here and wait until you find your item, and then we'll move around each other, and people making eye contact and kind of smiling, but definitely keeping that distance and noticing it out and about in town, too, just walking in the neighborhood.
Right.
Seeing neighbors and talking, but staying on opposite sides of the street from each other. So I think it may seem like small things, but right now those are the things that are really going to make a difference with this.
Yeah, I mean, because you're right. When you said a little while ago, I mean, that you're taking this very serious. And are you under the impression that there's a lot of people in your district that are just showing no regard for it and maybe not taking it as serious as you'd like them to?
From what I'm hearing, most people are taking it seriously. It's been interesting to see the number of emails that I've been getting, because, of course, we're not in the Capitol. The Capitol's shut down.
Yeah.
But the email traffic has been huge. And so I've been spending the majority of my days responding to people, mm-hmm. either phone calls or emails that I'm getting. And almost one-to-one are emails that I'm getting from people who think that the governor should be doing more, and that the shutdowns should be more wide-reaching, and that far fewer businesses should have been deemed essential. People very unhappy about that we really should be on a complete shutdown other than the absolute necessities. But then the flip side, I will then get an email from someone saying, this is devastating our businesses, this is devastating our economy. People should be just making good choices, but let businesses stay open.
Well, you know, there's probably some validity to both sides of that. You know, people mistake when they hear non-essentials should stay home, because the only way that they, for the most part, relate to that is when we have a weather incident. You know, for example, a blizzard or a hurricane or a nor'easter, and you'll hear your government officials say, well, just non-essentials. And it's usually just for, I don't know, a day, two, maybe 3 days at the most. And really, for all intents and purposes, if it's just a few days, we all could stay home for a few days and survive. I mean, with the exception of those with medical conditions, I understand that would be the exception. But because of this is really ongoing and it's really indefinite. We don't know when the numbers will be curbed. You can't just shut down the plumber. If you've got a backed up toilet or a septic problem and a plumber can't come out to you, or if you've got electrical issues, or whatever, you can't. If your transmission goes and you still have to get to work because, let's say, you are essential, but if you deem, a mechanic as not being essential, well, your car needs to get you to work. Unless you're going to rebuild that transmission yourself, you need to have these mechanics. So I think it's because of the longevity of this situation that we're in, that list of what's deemed essential is a lot longer than it typically would be with a weather condition.
Absolutely. And that's probably the most frustrating part of this. Is I think we're all looking for, is there an end point? And some people are trying to be more optimistic than others about, could there be an end point? And we just don't know. I think the best quote we heard was, the virus is going to decide that. We can't predict exactly how this is going to go. But those businesses do need to be available to people who need those services. And, the other side of this that we can't forget, I had a constituent ask me about a particular line of business and why they were allowed to stay open.
Mm-hmm.
The state needs that sales tax revenue where they can get it. The state is undertaking an enormous economic assistance program, and we're going to need to have revenue sources.
Yeah, that's
having some of these businesses stay open, keeping some of these cogs of the economy going, are not only, they're good for the business people,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And there has been question about whether there will be any forbearance or delay on sales tax reports needing to be filed. But the state itself needs the economy to keep going, too.
So we need
people to make good choices and do the right thing here and stay home as much as possible. But I do understand needing to keep sectors of the economy moving.
Sure. The Canton First Selectman, Robert Bissell, has proposed a state of emergency. That's what he declared yesterday in response to this coronavirus pandemic. Do you know why he did that and what supplies and services that are specifically needed to serve your constituents?
I've been keeping in touch with the first selectman. You may know I'm the former first selectman of Canton. And so we've been keeping in touch. I never had to declare a state of emergency. It's been a long time since Canton's had to declare a state of emergency. But I did speak to him when he did make that declaration. I think he actually declared it last week. But it may not have gone into effect. I'm not sure how the timing of all that worked.
Okay.
But it does give the town much more sweeping ability to file for different things that they need. I know there, as everywhere, there has been a need for PPEs for the nursing home that's in the community and FAVAR, the Ark of the Farmington Valley that's in the community. So some of the different nonprofits, as well as our first responders, there is a need for PPEs. And you know, they're working with the Farmington Valley Health District and with the state to get the supplies that are needed.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the state of emergency declaration, residents should see that more as not necessarily a commentary on the actual conditions of what are on the ground. And like we said, right now, we don't have any positive tests in Canton.
Mm.
It's more the avenue. It's another tool in the toolbox for town leadership to be able to avail themselves of the assistance that may be available from the state and also from the federal government. We saw the governor did file a request for a major disaster declaration from the federal government yesterday,
right,
so that the state can avail itself of what might be available, resources that might be available from FEMA. It's one big trickle down. We need the state applying, the towns applying, and that will help get the provisions that we need into the communities where they're needed.
Sure. And my final question really quickly, there's no constituents in the town of Canton that has been diagnosed with coronavirus, correct?
As of the numbers we saw last night, we were still at zero.
What about in Avon?
Avon, the numbers we had yesterday had it at 4.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, we cannot take false hope in that. That doesn't mean there's no one here who's infected.
No. And I know that. My question was going to be, have you heard the more recent status update on them? How are they? Are they expected to be okay? And just what would their age range be?
You know, I haven't seen those numbers yet for Avon of what the actual status is on people. And, unfortunately, sometimes there's speculation out there, you know, oh, I heard it's so-and-so, and we're not going down that road. And because of HIPAA, that there isn't as much data out there.
Yeah.
So I don't have an answer on that of exactly age range or how they're doing. I know we went from 0 in Avon to 2 in Avon to 4 in Avon over the span of less than a week.
Yeah,
so
that's how it's been. All right, at least your numbers are down. That's the good news. But really quickly, my former colleague, Tim Legette, I was in the house as well up until last year. How's Tim doing? Really, I only got about a few seconds, but have you heard from him?
Yes, Tim and I go back since I first moved to Canton. We're good friends. He's now a member of the Board of Selectmen.
Right.
And he and his wife, Carrie, are doing great.
That's great. You tell him that I said hello. He was one of my favorite colleagues when I was up in the house as well. So I really appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much, Leslie. Have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you, Gary. You too. Stay well.
I appreciate that.